positive.
Yeah, but I don't need that sort of stuff. I don't want to be like
someone's got to start.
I know. I wanted to be someone else. Okay.
We can always. You're always. I mean, it's your own company.
I don't care.
Let's just kick start.
Mate, you know? I'm trying to make a buck out of horses.
I hope you can.
It's bloody difficult.
Now, I've got to get going here because I'm running over, but I want you to organise something for me, Jerry, either tomorrow or Friday, but I'd love to talk to one of your handlers that looks after the yearlings, because they are the unsung heroes for mine. You see them out here. When I get out here, they're already here. They're in there feeding, they're shampooing, they're making sure everything. They are the unsung heroes, the young...
You want me to line someone up?
To
talk to you.
Come out tomorrow, and we can have a chat on air.
Have a chat, and I'll G them up not to say anything nasty about me.
Okay? No, I'll line them up.
What a good boss I am, and how much they love working for me, and if it wasn't for me, you know, they wouldn't be where they are.
I'll line them up. They are, Brendan. You know it better than me.
Yeah, you see the hard-working stable hands, whether it's at racetracks, at stud farms, at yearling sales.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
They're here at 5 o'clock in the morning. Brushing, hosing.
Yeah. You know? So when you walk in, you're not a complaining little person. You just say, hey, that looks beautiful. I hope you walk in and say, oh, gee, they look good this morning.
I'm not well known for throwing praise around, you know. I just expect people to do a good job.
Yeah. No, well, like,
and if they don't, well, then I don't throw praise.
I'm going to leave that with you. If you can just organise someone for tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock Queensland time, and we'll have a chat with them on
8 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll organise it. Where are they going to do it?
Here. Okay. Right here in this van. Right. Brendan, this has become a bit more than what we probably thought. It was just going to be you and I, and then suddenly Jerry Harvey pulls up. But the
I'm sorry to interrupt
it. No,
okay?
It was such a great opportunity. Perfect. We had to grab you, but... The whole racing Queensland, we're talking about thoroughbreds, but harness and greyhounds, you're working with all of those bodies to go forward and build a better product from what you are at the moment.
That's correct. And obviously to put more money back into the pockets and improve the viability. So we're already $26 million flowing back into thoroughbreds, and another $10.5 million will flow back for greyhounds and harness, and some new tracks are on the way this year too.
I'll tell you what, Queensland's lucky to have him, I reckon.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's my opinion. I don't particularly like the bloke, but I think he's good at what he does.
You never get the full compliment.
No.
You never get the full one.
I'll take that. Take the compliment.
I tell you what I do want, though, because it's too good an opportunity, and this is great radio, but it's just before Jerry's, it's going to bolt on me, so I want to get a photo with the three of us in it, and then I can post it on Twitter. Jerry, do you know what Twitter is?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Is it? Where are you? There we go.
I can see us.
There we go. We'll take a photo. We'll tweet that out.
Brendan's the better looking bloke.
What, of the three of us? Or just you two?
Well, we've all got the head of radio.
No, Brendan's not a bad looking bloke. I weren't blessed.
No, we just struggle along at our own pace.
Did a girl ever come looking for you? When we were sitting down, did they ever, you're a good looking bloke, just been looking at you.
There's only been one of those in my life.
You married her?
I married her,
good on
so
you,
that's all right. Brendan, thanks for dropping in. I know you've got to head back, and I know you're up the highway a little bit this week, but good luck for the rest. And Saturday, it's a massive day for racing in general, for Queensland racing, so I hope it all goes to plan. And we look forward to having probably another chat in the near future. Tabcorp are very much associated now with Queensland Racing through Tab, and with Radio Tab now a part of the team, so we look really very much to expanding our Queensland coverage.
It's our biggest day of racing and wagering for the year, bigger than Stradbroke, so it's become something very big thanks to the work that Katie and Jerry and Barry have done. They've lifted this carnival to a really new pinnacle.
Praise.
Mate,
I'm
so pleased you love us.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Andrew.
Okay,
appreciate
good
it.
On you.
Good on
Thanks,
you.
Andrew.
Jerry Harvey and Brendan Parnell joins us. That's it for our News Hour of Racing HQ. I turned
both mics off. Jerry threw me. I turned both mics off so our audience couldn't hear me at all. That's it for our News Hour. Hope you've got something out of all of that. All the fields will come out for Saturday in the next hour. You'll get it all with the markets through tab.com.au. After the news break, you'll have a full preview for Canterbury, including Glenn Munsey, who continues to eat lamb chops outside the studio here. He'll be joining you with all the other preview guys shortly.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. Cane toads are spreading like a disease throughout Australia, killing native wildlife and causing serious environmental damage. But One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has come up with a plan to tackle the vermin, and it involves the average person earning a quick buck. Senator Hanson says welfare recipients should be put to work killing cane toads and get paid 10 cents for each toad.
I've written to the Prime Minister and saying, look, all those people out there work for the dolls, doing absolutely nothing, or even kids that are on holidays, put down the iPads, get out there, collect the cane toads, take them to your local council, put them in the freezer, get rid of them and clean up our environment.
Tourism in New South Wales has entered a golden era, with the annual spend by domestic tourists smashing through the $20 billion mark. And a severe storm swept through New South Wales and Canberra overnight, dumping heavy rain across parts of the state. Nowra and the south coast copped 19 millimetres in just 1 hour. In sport, at the Sydney International, Ash Barty will face world number one Simona Halep in the second round after winning her first round in straight sets. Fellow Aussie John Millman also claimed victory with a hard-fought win over American Francis Tiafoe. In the Big Bash last night, rain ruined what was shaping up as a mouth-watering clash as the Brisbane Heat ran away with the win over the Sydney Thunder, a 15-run win according to the Duckworth-Lewis method. Heat skipper Chris Lynn told Fox Sports it was vital, but it didn't go the way he planned.
Not ideal. Obviously, we want to play as many overs as we can, but we got a couple of crucial wickets there and a little tactical half-tracker that Watto put out of the stand slowed the game down, so we are in front, but we still want to play some cricket.
And in the A-League, Wellington Phoenix beat the Western Sydney Wanderers 3-2 last night. That's all on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio talks sport and racing every morning. Fulfill your Sunday morning appetite with a full breakfast menu of cricket, football, basketball and summer racing. Also featuring the legend segment with insights from guests like former Australian cricketer Brad Haddon on his love for wicketkeeping.
It suited my personality. I was always in the game. I enjoyed the pressure of it.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Back Sunday morning at 7 on Sky Sports Radio.
It's yearling sale time, and Dynamic Syndications will be active again at all major sales. As primary syndicator for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott Stables, we invite you to join us as together we aim at massive prize money. Our family-operated business has been involved with 13 Group 1 wins, including the Cox Plate, Golden Slipper, Caulfield and Rosehill Guineas, Blue Diamond and many more. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com, follow us on social media or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 3368-08.
You'll be tickled pink as Sky Sports Radio takes you Coffs Harbour racing. The annual Pink Silks Race Day assists many local women's health organisations. Get your Coffs tips Sunday morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
60 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 60 months interest-free store-wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance on now.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 12 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got racing getting underway at 10 to 2 this afternoon at Canterbury. Lindsay Murphy joins me. Morning, Lindsay.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
What's the day like?
Good, actually. Not as warm as it has been, although it's still a bit warm and humid, but it's a nice sunny day.
All right, you had a few little sprinkles?
We did. We got six.
Oops. Sorry, I lost you there, Lindsay. What, how much did you get?
You there?
Yeah, got you
six
now.
Mil.
How much did you... Yeah, 6 mil overnight?
6 mil, yeah. The storm came across. It's been happening fairly regularly lately, these storms. You look on the radar at one stage and there's nothing around, but then a storm builds up. So we got 6 mil, which hasn't hurt us. We were a soft seven. We've been a soft seven virtually all week and just keep getting topped up after it improves, and we've left it there.
All right. Now, where will the rail be today, Lindsay?
The rail's out 6 metres today.
Right. So the entire circumference?
Last Friday night. Yeah, the entire.
All right. So a little bit overcast. That's all right, though. That'll just keep it nice and cool. Soft
yeah,
seven
no,
and rail out six.
That's it.
All right. Beautiful. Happy New Year and enjoy the day at Canterbury.
You too, Sean. Have a beauty.
Thanks, Lindsay. Lindsay Murphy joining us there. Paul Joyce is with us. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. Happy New Year to you and all the listeners out there. A big 2019 coming up for me, and hopefully we can kick it off today at Canterbury. As you said, we've got a soft track, but it'll be on the improve with a nice hot summer's day forecast. And I'm out there for Sky Thoroughbred Central this afternoon. So it'll be a busy day trying to find winners at Canterbury.
All right, Ray Hickson. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Sean. Morning, Paul. Yeah, 9 days into 2019 already. Who would have thought? I agree with Paul's sentiments. Hopefully we can have a good day. And I just hope the track plays, you know, on the fair side.
Mm. And for the tab up at the Gold Coast in his white sandals and powder blue safari suit, Ben Munty, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Pa. Yeah, it's just replacing Paul Joyce up here. I'm just tidying up a few loose ends that Paul left here probably, you know, 4 or 5 days ago. And with after a few meetings with the Queensland Police and everything, I think we'll have it fixed by lunchtime, Sean.
Terrific. That's excellent. Good to know. And his record won't be enhanced. Now
No, it'll be expunged. Yes, won't it be enhanced, yes.
Now, the first today at Canterbury, getting away 10 to 2, and we've got a full field, Munt.
Yeah, the 2019 membership handicap here. This is a benchmark 64 for three-year-olds over 1,550 metres, and Make 'em Cry is a $21 chance. Come Along at $7.50. Cosatot is at $4.80. Re-edit, short price favourite, $2.10. We've got Helga at $10. Test of War is a $61 chance. Mimic at $9. And Word for Word at $5. Well, the best supported runner on the program goes round here in the first. It is Re-edit. One start for one win. That being at Warwick Farm back on the 28th of November. Went up $2.80. Was into $2.50 yesterday. Opened a $2.20 chance this morning. It's now a $2.10 chance with one third of the total investment on it having come this morning.
Yeah, no, look at the speed in the race. I think Make 'em Cry will lead. They didn't lead on him at last start, but I think they will today, stepping up to the 1550. Helga, she'll go forward. Test of War will kick up off that inside gate and re-edit from barrier two. Look, she should get a lovely run just in behind the speed.
Well, I respect the money for the favourite re-edit, but I'm with the stablemate, number eight, Word for Word. I just feel like she's got a win in her very soon, and she was obviously beaten by Helga on the Kensington track last start. I thought she probably could have got out 100 metres earlier. It might have made it a little bit more interesting. The improving track, I think, will be fine, and she can race handy from barrier four. Number four, Re-edit, obviously the danger. You know, Chris Wallace apparently talking about her in terms of, you know, better races down the track. So, look, we'll respect that. One query I've got on Re-edit is the fact that all the horses that she beat in that maiden at November on November 28 at Warwick Farm are all still maidens. She didn't win the race, though, so she's obviously not. Number five, Helga, has to go in, considering I give Word for Word a chance. And number three, Cosatot, was good on debut. I thought it was only fair last start, but gets Hugh Bowman, and it's probably worth another chance. Eight on top of four, five, and three for me.
I'm exactly the same, 8, 4, 5, 3, and the reasoning's very similar. I just think it's a two-horse race on paper for me, and I think Word for Word's getting out to a silly price now, around that $5 mark, and maybe better, the way the market seems to be heading. And I think she can give Re-edit a real scare and possibly beat her. I thought she should have finished closer at Kensington. The extra 150 will certainly suit, if she's a So You Think filly. I think Karen McAvoy will give her a lovely run. So I've got Word for Word just in front of Re-edit. Obviously, she could be something quite exceptional. She's always trialled like a very good horse. She won that debut effort on a heavy eight, which may not be her go. So even though she only just got the verdict there, she might be lengths better on top of the ground, and we'll probably get to see a bit more of that today on a much better track here at Canterbury. Apart from that, the five Helga, same reasoning. If you like Word for Word, you've got to like Helga. And number three, Cosatot, very plain at Newcastle, but we'll give him one more shot. So 8, 4, 5, and 3 also in the first.
All right, now race two, we pull out number seven, Cosmic Deluxe, and 11, Social Smile.
Yeah, this is the Tab Rewards Plate. It's a three-year-old set weight maiden over 1,250 metres, and the toppy here, Agassi, with a cross noseband on, is a $51 chance. Haikili, back as a gelding today, at $7. Kashiwa at $9.50. Know-it-all Jack, $2.90 in favourite. Plenty at $3.90. Arrogant Lass is an $18 chance. Cosmic Deluxe is a scratching no deduction. Lonely Heart at $7.50. Malunka is at $6. Oxidisation is an $81 chance. Social Smile came out this morning. 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. And the bottom one here, Tarika, is at $34. Best supported runner here is actually Kashiwa for Chris Waller and Huey Bowman. So James McDonald and Chris Waller combine in the first with re-edit. They are on Kashiwa here. Opened $11 back on Monday. This morning, first thing, it opened 9. Got to as much as 10. It's 9.50. And it's roughly a third of the total investment in the race here. Second pick would be Hikeley, who opened 11. This morning, went up a $7 chance. Has touched 7.50 back into 7. And there, between those two runners, they're half the hold on the race. The favourite, Know It All Jack, 280 to 290. The big firm, Plenty this morning, 5 to 390. And it hasn't got as much as Hikeley or Kashiwa on it. And that's pushed Lonely Heart, 7 to 750. And Malunka, 550 out to 6.
Yeah, an interesting speed map. A couple of these we're not sure. I haven't got a lot of info on. But I think Know It All Jack, the favourite, will definitely press forward from the wide gate and possibly lead. Plenty. I think James McDonald will put him into the box seat. And I've got Malunka, a first starter of Chris Waller. She raced up on pace at a recent trial win. So I think they'll probably go forward on her from a wide gate. So there are your three on paces. The rest of them, from what we've seen, tend to settle back off the speed. So interesting to see how this one pans out, Ray.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I'm with Know It All Jack, number four. And partially, I guess, for those reasons, I think he's going to be bouncing out and putting himself up on the pace. I thought he tried really well before his debut, and I don't know whether he should have won, but he certainly probably should have finished a little bit closer to A Million Dreams on that occasion when he, I think, was just sort of held up slightly around the turn and early in the straight. I don't think he'll have those problems this time. I think Tim Clark will put him right up on the pace, and I think he's the horse to beat. The horse I'm worried about is number three, Kashiwa. If you've seen the replay of his race at Newcastle last start, it's it'd be a horror show for you if you were on him. It's fair to say he probably should have won the race. He's one of those horses, though, that's, you know, kind of needs a win. Hugh Bowman on board this time, he gets his chance. Same goes for number five, Plenty. He's another horse that probably needs a win. He's 8 starts without a win. He was also still on his head at Canterbury last Friday night, so the backup isn't a bad thing. I think those two are the main dangers, and I'm going to throw in number 8, Lonely Heart, for fourth. Finished alongside Know It All Jack in that race at Kensington. So 4 on top of 3, 5, and 8. I think one of the first two will probably win.
Well, hopefully Kashiwa can win. I'm 3, 5, 2, and 4. I thought the sort of $11, $12 was a silly price about him, considering it is the Chris Waller, Hugh Bowman combo. And as you said, Ray, he should have won that race at Newcastle. Yuzuki Ichikawa went for an absolute miracle split, which was never really there. And when it half closed up on him, the horse nearly got put through the fence. So forget about the 8 to 10. He should have won that race. And if he did, he's not even eligible for a maiden here today. So I just thought he was over the odds. And the sticking point is the speed in the race, because Kashiwa doesn't have much early pace. Huey will probably have to go back and then just weave some magic in the straight. But there's a bit of form around this horse when you go through his other maidens. The 6 behind Nauticus was very good. He's got a 3rd behind Smart Melody. So I think with a bit of luck today or an inspired ride, Kashiwa can get the job done. Number 5, Plenty, well, she was very unlucky, as you mentioned, at Friday night's meeting there at Canterbury. She got into the he got into the box seat, but James McDonald couldn't get him out. But he sticks today, and I think you'll be seeing jockey and horse out to atone. Number 2, Hikeley, been gelded. I liked his last trial at Warwick Farm as a gelding. So a big watch on any betting moves around him. And the 4, Know It All Jack, obviously, if he can get across without doing too much work, he'll be extremely hard to catch. But you never quite know with these maps whether they work out as easy as they do on paper. 3, 5, 2, and 4 in the second.
All right, the third, we've got a full field, Muns.
Yes, now race three is the Bowman's Office Furniture. So as we do each and every time, Bowman's Office Furniture sponsors a race. We say good morning to Brian Rudder and the team there at Bowman's Office Furniture, one of the stalwarts in the sponsors of the ATC. This is the benchmark 70 for three-year-olds and upwards over 1,100 metres. And the toppy here is Sedition, who's an $8.50 chance. Legerity, with a cross noseband on and winkers on, is $11. Legislation is at $4.40. To Alert is at $11. Dynamic Bit at $12. Flame and Owl, the $2.10 favourite. Vegas at $34. And Fake, with the blinkers on but the winkers come off, it's a $5.50 chance. Best supported runner here is Flame and Owl for Brad Widdup and the Derby syndications here. Went up 280 in the full field. The was 240 first thing this morning, so it's been 240 into 210. With two-thirds of the total investment on the race today going on to Flame and Owl. And the only other two runners there is small amounts of money for is Legerity, who as much as $19 bet about it this morning, 17 out to 19, back into 11. And third pick would be Fake, the bottom one, who's gone 460, 480, 5, now 550.
Look, I think the favourite Flame and Owl can lead, but he'll certainly have to do a bit of work because Sedition, Legerity and Dynamic Bid all have the pace to match Flame and Owl up on speed. So this will be a fast run 1,100, right?
Yeah, I think you're right there, and I hope that's the case, and I hope that Tommy Berry can land Legislation right behind those four speedsters. He's pretty much on his last chance for me, this horse, Legislation, but I'm just sort of looking at his form, and you know, first up at Canterbury back at the end of November, he was outstanding. He drew barrier 10 of 11, went back to last and flashed home. Second up, he was okay at Canterbury on a heavy 8 behind Wanderer. And last start, he was in the Gosford Guineas. He drew 10 of 11 and went right back. And, you know, he ran on okay, but he was never going to be in the finish there. He's drawn 4 this time. If he can land just on the pace, or just off the pace, he'll get a chance to put himself in the race. And we're going to get to see whether he's the horse that we thought he might be. As a two-year-old, he's had 10 starts for one win. I think this is his chance, and is his last chance for me. 6 Flame and Owl, I respect the money there. He's only had the 2 starts and looked pretty good. He ran into a handy one on debut and then was far too good at Wyong. Just whether he's, you know, this sort of class has come too fast for him and what kind of run he gets up on the pace. Number 1, Sedition. He can sort of comes back a notch from taking on the likes of Gongs and Deprive his last couple on a Saturday, so if he gets luck in running, he's capable of being in the finish. And number 8, Fake. I'll throw him in for 4th, back from Victoria. But yeah, last chance for me, Paul, with Legislation, 3, 6, 1, and 8.
Yeah, no, you've gone one more than me. I've given up on him. And it could come back to bite me because I think the points you made were spot on with him. But look, I left him out. I just thought he was too short. I went 6, 7, 1, and 8. I think Flamin' Owl's too short as well now at $2.10, but I've got him on top. He's so lightly raced. He's got some upside to him. I like his recent trial at Warwick Farm behind 2 very good sprinters in Rebel Miss and Bolero King. And it's just a matter of whether he can absorb that pressure and still have something left at the end. But I'll bank on him to get it done today. I think number 7, Vega, is a horse that I could almost switch to or at least have something each way on here at $34. I know his form doesn't read well on paper, but you only have to go back 3 runs to a race at Canterbury behind Zidane, a big Legislation was in that race, and Vegas should have beaten Legislation home comfortably. He was locked up the entire straight, which is what he does. He gets back, he needs luck. But with so much speed up front today, it could just be the day he knocks everyone off at the big odds. 1 Sedition, very reliable, suited back in this grade, and number 8 Fake with the blinkers going on. Didn't like his trial, but he didn't have the blinkers on in that trial. 6, 7, 1, and 8 for me in the third.
Righto, race 4, full field months.
Yes, and race 4 is the Events by ATC handicap here, a benchmark 72 for three-year-olds and upwards over 1,900 metres. We start with Handed In at $34. All Cash is at 6. Dylan's Romance is a $5 chance. Ivy's Court, $3.20 in favourite. Kelvin Side at 14, Latin Light at 19. Sea Babe is a $6.50 chance. St. Katharina at $5, and Staggering is at 10. probably the quietest betting race of the day here. The best supported runner is actually the roughest runner in the race. That is Handed In. 51-41-34. The support for it, and basically all of the money has come for it this morning, albeit it's been $34 and steady right throughout the morning, which try and work that one out when you're backing a 33-1 chance. Second pick today would be C Babe, but second pick overall, Ivy's Court. Very, very quiet, race number four.
Yeah, speed in the race is interesting because there's two possible leaders, Dylan's Romance and Latin Light. I expect Dylan's Romance to push for it and lead, but Latin Light also likes to get along in front. So they're your two on paces, and that's about it. I think Ivy's Court will get a lovely trail. Horses like Staggering get a nice trail as well. But two potential leaders here, right?
Yeah, I think you're right there. This is one of the harder races of the day, as these sort of middle-distance races tend to be. I'm with number seven, Sea Babe, for Gary Portelli and James McDonald. I'd expect she'll be probably just on the back of the speed here up to the 1,900 metres now. She's had the three runs back, and, look, there's been merit in all of them. I thought that, you know, she got a long way back last time on the Kensington track when she was back from a mile to 1,550, and she ran the best last 200 metres of the race there to be beaten less than a length. So, you know, she's okay on a soft track. She should get a nice run. I think she's a good each-way chance. I think about the $6 or $7 mark there. And I expect that if she's going to win a race, it'll be, you know, this run or the next run. So I'm happy to be with her. Three, Dylan's Romance on the backup from Friday night where, you know, he sort of led as he usually does. But I think the key to him is back onto a soft track. You know, he beat Tenero at Canterbury on a heavy track before, two starts ago. And he wasn't disgraced last Friday, so he'll give you a good sight. For Ivy's Court, I think the soft track is also key to her chances. She's been okay in the last couple, but when she struck a soft six, three starts ago, she won impressively. And number two, All Cash, another horse who will appreciate the sting out of the ground, backing up from Friday night. He probably wants a little bit further, but I expect him to run well. 7-3, 4-2 for me, Paul.
Yeah, well, look, I did Big Sports Breakfast this morning, so I was probably responsible for Handed In copying a few small bets because I've got him on top, 1, 3, 4, and 5. Now, he's $34, and I'm convinced that's massive overs for this horse. He's had the two runs back from a spell, so he's third up at the 1,900. He's a horse that needs distance. His last start at Newcastle, he chased home Dawn Raid and Charmers. They've since Quinella to Friday night race in town, so if you wanted to line up the provincial form to city form, there it is. And if you go back last prep, go back to his Scone win over 2,200 metres in a benchmark 80. It was a $100,000 race. I don't just think it was an average Scone race. It was during the peak of their carnival. And he won by three lengths with his head on his chest. So his overs, the query is, am I going off a bit too early? Third up, 1,900 Canterbury. Maybe fourth up over a bit further on a bigger track is his absolute tick. But he won third up last prep, and I just can't let him go around at $34 in a race. I've got markers extremely open. I think Dylan's Romance will give you a great sight in front. He was taken on last start at Canterbury, just run down late. So prior to that, he led all the way. I think he'll take a lot of catching. Before Ivy's Court, today's her day to stand up and be counted. She had excuses there at Kensington when pocketed in the straight, but she's got to come out and do it now. And number five, Kelvin Side, a horse who's getting up to the 1,900 late in his career, but he hit the line hard at the end of a very tough Randwick Mile last start. So that gave me the impression he's looking for this sort of distance now. So an open race, I'm going 1, 3, 4, 5.
1, 3, 4, 5. Now, Muns, we go to the next event, which is race 5 at a full field.
Yes, and this fifth race is the ANZ Bloodstock News Handicap, a benchmark 70 for four-year-olds and upwards over 1,550 metres. And the last start winner on the Kenzo track here, Love Shack Baby, is the favourite at $3.30. Spirit and Fire ran into Michael Costa at the sales here already. He's come back sending this horse to Sydney today. It's a $4.60 chance. Base Camp is at $21. Then we go to Smiling Manolito at $5.50. Shantou at $8. Fabricator is a $9.50 chance. Charlie Chap at $31. Classic Jade at $7. McMahon is a $13 chance. And Sharp Speedo is at $21. Once again, pretty quiet here. Best supported runner today and overall. And basically every coin for it has come this morning is Classic Jade here. Went up $13, was a $9 chance earlier today, has been 9 into 7 since this morning. And it's clearly the top pick here. In fact, He's just under half. Second pick would be Just Love Shack Baby in front of Smiling Manolito and then Base Camp. But not a lot of activity outside of Classic J here, race five.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd look sharp in your speedos, Mum, but can you just keep any social media pics away from us? We don't need